Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, March 18th. You'll be interested to know. 35 years ago, today in 1990, in what was deemed the world's largest art theft, two men masquerading as police officers absconded with 13 artworks, including masterpieces by Rembrandt and Johannes Vermeer, from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, Massachusetts. Tragically, the stolen art has never been recovered. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 28 degrees with 20 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy Tuesday with temperatures climbing to a high near 54 and a gentle north wind gusting up to 23 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 37 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 8:45 with a high tide just before 3. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 38 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 53 and a light northeast wind. Thursday brings mostly cloudy skies, a high near 58 and rain overnight. On Friday, rain continues with partly sunny skies, a high near 48, and gusty north winds. Saturday looks mostly sunny with a high near 57, but nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 38. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, an injured bald eagle was rescued after being discovered in the median of Interstate 495 in Merrimack last week. Multiple callers alerted police shortly after 11 a.m. on Friday. Merrimack Animal Control and state police responded, with Animal Control Officer Brad DiCenzo successfully securing the eagle. It was taken to the Merrimack Police Department before being transferred to a wildlife rehabilitation center for evaluation and treatment. The eagle has a broken left femur and requires surgery, expected to occur this week. Police Chief Eric Sears praised the community's efforts in wildlife conservation. Updates will be posted online. Now on to sports. The NFL free agency of 2025 has not been particularly memorable, with few standout changes or significant contracts. Backup quarterbacks became highly sought after, and while some secured solid deals, the most impactful moves involved trades and contract extensions. Among the winners, Sam Darnold signed a 3-year, $100 million deal with the Seahawks, bolstered by new talent like Cooper Kupp. Unfortunately, the San Francisco 49ers faced a mass exodus of key players, signaling a need to retool. As teams adjust, the final outcomes of free agency remain uncertain. In local sports, last night, the Buffalo Sabres narrowly defeated the Bruins 3-2 in overtime at the Garden. Alex Tuch's decisive power play goal ended Buffalo's 8-game road losing streak. Pavel Zacha and Morgan Geeky scored for Boston. The Bees now stand at 30-30-9. Thursday night, the Bruins clash with the Golden Knights in Las Vegas, Tomorrow night, the Celtics are set to clash with the Brooklyn Nets at TD Garden. Boston, boasting a 49-19 record, aims for their 50th win. Jason Tatum, averaging 27.1 points, leads the charge against Brooklyn, who have struggled at 23-45. Boston is favored by 1.5. In top news, Tesla's Cybertruck, once the future of electric vehicles, is struggling to gain traction in the market. The company has introduced improved financing options, including a lease program costing just over $1,000 a month for 3 years. Despite these efforts, Tesla has a surplus of its Foundation Edition Cybertrucks, originally priced at $120,000. Reports suggest fewer than 40,000 units were sold last year, despite over 1 million reservations. Meanwhile, issues like battery degradation and customer dissatisfaction with electric vehicles continue to hinder sales, raising questions about the future affordability of Tesla models. In business news, the Federal Housing Finance Agency has made significant changes to the boards of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, placing its own director, William Pult, at the forefront. On Monday, the agency removed 8 members from Fannie Mae's board and appointed 4 new directors, including Pult, who was sworn in as FHFA director on Friday. Similarly, 6 members were culled from Freddie Mac's board, with Pult also taking a position there. The new directors will serve until the next annual election or until they resign or are removed. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to just over $83,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $1,900. And Goetzius Maximus is down 9% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The vision of booking a robo-taxi to San Francisco International Airport is becoming a reality, thanks to Mayor Daniel Lurie enabling Waymo to map the roads near this major travel hub. Under a temporary access agreement, Waymo has 30 days to familiarize its vehicles with the airport's road conditions, with a human driver required at all times. Lurie emphasized that this agreement showcases how San Francisco is promoting innovation and economic recovery. Nicole Gable from Waymo expressed excitement about expanding services to millions of airport travelers as the demand for rides to San Francisco International Airport grows. And in entertainment news, the creators of the Las Vegas Sphere are planning to introduce smaller mini spheres that could accommodate 5,000 attendees, requiring a smaller investment from performers. Originally estimated to cost $1.2 billion, the Las Vegas Sphere ultimately cost around $2.3 billion. As Sphere Entertainment seeks to expand, Executive Chairman and Chief Executive Officer James Dolan revealed that these mini spheres would be cheaper to build and operate, potentially attracting a wider array of artists. The mini spheres will still feature giant wraparound screens and immersive experiences, but details on location and timing remain undisclosed. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Indian spiritual leader, Buddha. And he said, "Thousands of candles can be lit from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.